Vikings Connected is presented by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the Minnesota Vikings.
Welcome back to Vikings Connected, everybody. If you haven't used hashtag Vikings Connected yet, what are you waiting for? Make sure you tweet us, hashtag Vikings Connected on Twitter. You can follow us on Instagram. You can post on the Facebook page. We want to hear what you have to say, everything about the purple, about the color pink this month, anything that's on your mind, we want to hear it so we can talk about it on the show.
All right, so each week we have Cordero Patterson, Flash, as he likes to go by. He takes us all around the city, kind of does some cool stuff. He really gives you an inside look at kind of what he does on Tuesdays. Well, he did something this week that I'm actually frankly happy I wasn't on the team for when he did it. So he went inside the players' locker room, unbeknownst to the players, without them knowing at all, and went through their stuff.
He's
to
a brave
show
man.
You guys, the fans, how some of these guys live when they're here at the Vikings facility. You got to check it out.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Cordero Patterson here in the locker room. And I know y'all heard of Room Raiders, you know, on MTV Cribs, but, you know, they played out nowadays. So it's 2014. You know, we finna start something else with the Flash. We're going to call it Locker Room Raiders. And, you know, whatever, however y'all want to say, you know. And we're going to start at the one and only locker, Flash Locker. You know, I'm a neat, clean guy, man. So you know me, I got to keep myself neat. You know, you have here, you know, I like to hang all my shirts up, you know, so I can keep them fresh. You know, I throw them in a washer, you know, dry it by itself, you know. I got a Viking shirt, you know. In Tennessee, you know, they just sent me a little polo, Rocky Top shirt today. So, you know, I appreciate them. You know, I need to get a Hutt shirt in here, you know, because it's in my junior college, you know. I got all my fan mail right here, man. I wish y'all can see that. It's a lot, you know. I got to get to my fans. I'm going to get to y'all one day. We're going to go around this locker room, man, just trying to look at lockers and how junky stuff is, man. See a locker like this, man. You know, you just have stuff everywhere, man. Yeah. Jerome Fell, he's a fullback, you know, so we expect things like that out of him because he's a dirty, nasty guy. So we're going to room raider this or locker raider this. Look at all this stuff, man. He got his cleats right here, all in, nobody's know where they're supposed to be. His shirts, and it's just nasty, man. What's going on, man? You can't do that. We just raiding that. So we're going to have to get on him about that because next time we come, we're going to have a great episode without Jerome Felton on it. See, we're going to go here. Gerald Hodges, this is one of my guys. Number 50, man. Just look, man, you just got things everywhere. He's just like Jerome Felton. He don't know what he's doing with himself. He just got everything everywhere. You can't have this. You got old Gatorade bars in there, let's say from last year, 2013. You can't do that. You know, you got juice you done stole from the cafeteria, supposed to be upstairs. The cleats definitely not his. You know, I see another body's name and number on him, so. You know, you just can't have that in the locker room, man, as y'all see. You know, he's my guy, but, you know, I had to put him on blast because this is what this episode is about, putting guys on blast. We're going to go back to the offensive side. You know, we offense guy. We keep it clean, man. We keep it clean. Except Jerome Fell. He was the disgrace to the offense. So we have my guy Greg Jennings here. You know, that's my guy there. Shout out to Greg Jennings. You're my boy. You know, he got Greg. You know, see, Greg is just like, man, he's a neat guy, man. He's married. So, you know, his wife don't play that. He got to make sure it all clean. So, you know, Greg, just like me, I stole the idea from Greg. You know, you throw your shirts in there so they can hang all your shirts up by themselves. You know, Viking shirts, tight muscle shirts so he can show his muscles off to his wife and stuff. You know, you see, he got his holy Bible right there. You know, Greg's a godly Christian man. He's a godly Christian man. His fan mail, he going to get back to y'all. See, don't hold it down. So, hold on. I just know someone's locker is dirty on this side of town.
So stay tuned to Vikings Connected and Vikings.com to see the rest of Cordero's tour through the locker room. I'm happy I wasn't there. I don't want to smell what's involved in there.
I didn't even mention the smell.
Yeah. I'll stay on this side of the
tunnel. Some of that stuff's pretty gamey.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Thank you, Cordero, for doing that for us. And before we go, I think you have your final award to give.
Ben. Yeah, I have to give out the golden nacho. And so this week it's all been about cancer awareness and survivor stories and all the good things I think are in and around sports. Yes. So we had the Utah Jazz, the Washington football team, and what the Patriots did with Devin Still.
Well, who's your winner?
I can't really pick a winner. I just can't. So they're all going to be winners. And I think that's the best part is, you know, in this time, in this month, This is what we should celebrate, and I think sports in general has done a fantastic job of bringing awareness to such a good cause. So you're all winners. You all get the golden nacho. So somehow Robert Kraft will get you a golden nacho.
Congratulations to all of you. And make sure if you want to support breast cancer awareness, show up at the game. Make sure you put your pink ribbon on and cheer
pink
on.
Pink camo. Pink whatever you got.
Yes. Dress it up.
Dress
Real
it up.
Real men wear pink because cancer sucks.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for the show. We'll see you guys next week.